I'm just taking that song in right now. Lift every voice and sing. What a wonderful place it would be if we did that. Lift every voice. Value every voice. Today's message is entitled, Known to Stand Our Ground. It seems we talk about this quite often, don't we? It seems Jesus talked about it quite often as well. What does this interesting text about unclean or evil spirits and Jesus getting rid of it, have to do with Jesus' teachings for us today? Well, let's take a closer look. The reading begins with immediately. On the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and started teaching. The author of Mark uses the word immediately a lot in his gospel. It was his style of writing, and he wanted to be sure everyone knew this was an urgent and important message. Some English translations have changed the word immediately to flow better for the current readers, but may have taken some of the author's message away in doing so. Jesus did not go to the synagogue to be taught, but to teach. He taught with authority. And you can see these words up here, authority. Verse 23, suddenly, which probably was originally immediately, there in the synagogue, a person with an evil spirit screamed, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One from God." Well, what does Jesus say? Silence. Come out of him. Jesus didn't debate what the unclean or evil spirit had to say or why he said it. Jesus just stood his ground, saying, "Silence. Come out of him." And what happened? The unclean or evil spirit left the man. Some say this unclean or evil spirit was a disease or maybe a physical disability, and Jesus healed the man. Some sermons will focus on this today, focus on the power of Jesus' healing and miracles. But guess what? We'll save that for another sermon. Maybe in 3 years when we come back to this text, that will be my theme. Today, Jesus' words teach us how to stand our ground. Scholar Ophelia Ortega states, Jesus' powerful teaching not only is fresh to the ears of the faithful, but also disrupts the undisrupted presence of evil. And she states, the authority is not only in the teaching, but also in the action. The people present were surprised, impressed, that Jesus not only taught in word, but in action. Gary Charles observes, in Mark, the emphasis is on what the teacher does, more than on any carefully worded lecture or sermon. This brought me comfort. In other words, Jesus and Jesus' followers are not to only say it, but do what we say and stand our ground. Standing our ground does not always mean standing and marching with signs like we see up here. It means in everyday situations we love our neighbor, we smile and look people in the eye to let them know we notice and they're important. It is listening to someone in distress. It is praying for compassion and justice to reign. It is embodying the message of the gospel day by day, moment by moment. Jesus came to the synagogue for the oppressed, the poor. He did not try to hobnob with the leaders of the synagogue. It's interesting that the unclean or evil spirit was found in a house of worship. Could the author of Mark have been alluding to the unclean or evil, that the unclean or evil might even be within the leaders or the doctrine of a house of worship? Next Saturday, several people will be traveling to St. Paul's in Ithaca to celebrate their 25 years as a reconciling congregation. Well, why do we have reconciling congregations in the United Methodist Church? Well, it's because some United Methodist congregations, including this congregation, believe some of the doctrine needs to change to include all people, including people who identify as LGBTQ, into ministry when called by God, in marriage when in love, and hurtful words in regard to the LGBTQ community to be taken out of the rule book or book of discipline. Reconciling congregations are continuing to stand their ground. We continue to call out exclusion and work to include in an authentic way, even in the church. So what did the people do once they witnessed Jesus teaching with authority? Verse 28, which was not read today, says, right away, probably said immediately, the news about him spread throughout the entire region of Galilee. In other words, they sat on the sidelines observing and then went on Facebook to tell their friends what they had seen that day. Well, they didn't go on Facebook, but they did not participate or talk with Jesus. They just watched, and then they shared their experience. It kind of sounds like today. Many people will capture video, post it on Facebook, and people will gossip about it. How are we as Jesus followers to be different? How are we to stand our ground? Today in Syracuse, we celebrate and honor Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I say his full title because he earned these degrees in a time in which, as a black man, would have been extremely challenging to not only get into such a program, but to complete them. He was word in action. Martin Luther King Jr. was a man who took the Gospels to heart. For me, this is a reflection of our text today. He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. It seems we or our country may have forgotten Martin Luther King Jr. was grounded in Scripture. His birthday is now a day off from our regular jobs and schools, but not really a day off. It has been called a day of action and service. Martin Luther King Jr. did not serve just one day a year, but most days of the year. He taught many of us how to stand our ground in a nonviolent way. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. He opened our eyes to injustice and called us to take action immediately. Martin Luther King Jr. was grounded in Scripture. He was a Jesus follower, just like you and me. I will end with this. In chapter 1, Mark's hearers and readers are put on notice that the boundary-breaking, demon-dashing, law-transcending Son of God has arrived in the person of Jesus, and he expects his followers far more than just amazement. Martin Luther King Jr. is a shining example of this. We are called and known to stand our ground, to put words into action. Amen.